Today we're building an intro that feels tight, warm, gritty, and ready for the DJ mix. The kind of opening that says old school jungle or darker DNB without spelling everything out too early. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session, so the mindset matters right away. Don't think what sounds cool. Think what does this intro need to do? Because in drum and bass, the intro is not just atmosphere. It's setting the tone, hinting at the bass identity, managing space for the drop, and giving the listener a groove to lock into before the full weight arrives. We're aiming for a 16-bar intro that feels musical, functional, and slightly dusty. Not over-polished, not too wide, not too much sub, just enough warmth and grit to feel alive, and enough discipline to make the drop hit hard. First, set up your session structure. Put the arrangement into a 16-bar loop and create your core group straight away. Drums, bass, atmos, FX, and bus. That sounds simple, but it keeps the whole Titan session moving fast. More importantly, it helps you think in systems, not just isolated sounds. For the intro arc, a strong plan is this. Bars 1 to 4, atmosphere and filtered break texture. Bars 5 to 8, bass teasing and a bit more low percussion. Bars 9 to 12, more density and variation. Bars 13 to 16, strip it back, tighten it up, and launch the drop cleanly. That kind of structure works especially well for jungle and old-school influence DNB, because it feels like a DJ tool with character. The intro can be gritty and sample-based, but it still needs to be mix-friendly. Now let's build the core break layer. Pick a break that suits the vibe. Maybe an amen fragment, a think break, or a chopped loop with some real personality. If you're starting with a full break, slice it to MIDI and rearrange it manually. For this style, we do not want robotic perfection. We want controlled looseness. Process the break with a few stock devices. Use drum bus if it needs more weight and transient shape. Use EQ8 to clean up rumble. Use saturator to bring in harmonic grit. And if the break feels too loose, glue compressor can help it lock together. A good starting point is to keep the low cut around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove useless rumble. If the break feels boxy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz a little bit. With saturator, keep soft clip-on and add only a few dB of drive. You want attitude, not destruction. With glue compressor, aim for only a couple dB of gain reduction, just enough to make it feel glued. Here's a really useful trick. Automate a high-pass filter so it slowly opens up over the first 8 bars, or in this case slowly lowers from a higher cutoff into a lower one. That gives the intro the feeling of gaining body without suddenly turning into the full drop. Next, build the warm tape-style atmosphere. This is where the intro starts to feel like a real record, not just a loop. Use a resampled fragment, a chord stab, a reversed cymbal texture, a vocal haze, a field recording, or even a tiny bass slice processed into something more textural. Run that through auto filter, saturator or overdrive, echo, maybe a touch of chorus ensemble, and if you want a bit of sampleira grain, a tiny amount of redux. Keep the filter dark. Keep the echo subtle. Keep the movement gentle. This layer is not about shouting. It's about glue. It fills the space between the break hits, adds a sense of age, and gives the intro some emotional dimension without stepping on the low end. That's a big deal in jungle and old school DNB. The texture is often what makes the track feel sampled and alive. Now we need a bass teaser. Not the full drop bass yet. Just a hint. A fragment. A threat. This could be a mini Reese phrase, a filtered sub-stab, or a mid-bass pulse that only appears in a few bars. Wave Eatable is great for a Reese teaser. Operator is great for a pure, restrained sub-based idea. Analog or Wave Eatable can also work well if you want an old-school bass stab with filter movement. Keep the bass teaser filtered. Dart the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz depending on the sound, and automate it slightly if needed. Use light LFO movement, short amp envelopes, and maybe a touch of saturation after the synth to help it speak on smaller speakers. The key here is restraint. You want the listener to feel the bass identity, not fully understand it yet. Think call and response. Let the break answer the bass, then let the bass answer the break. That kind of phrasing keeps the intro moving without overcrowding it. Now tighten the groove. This is where a lot of advanced intros either come alive or fall flat. You need micro contrast. You need small changes. You need movement that feels human but locked. Use the groove pool if the break needs swing. Nudge some hits a few milliseconds early or late. Add ghost notes. Duplicate the break over 4 bars and change 1 or 2 hits per bar. Add a muted ghost kick before the snare every couple of phrases. Offset a hat layer slightly behind the grid to create that lazy urgency. And here's the real teacher note. If the intro starts feeling busy, Remove something instead of trying to compress harder. Indeed, NB, clarity is power. You do not need everything on at once. Now shape the low end properly. In the intro, the sub should be implied, not fully delivered. Keep bass elements high passed or filtered so only the harmonic character comes through. Anything below 100 to 120 Hz should be either absent or very controlled. Utility is your friend here. Keep the bass centered. Check width. Make sure the intro stays stable and mix safe. You can automate the bass filter opening from a higher point down to a lower point as the section progresses, but don't let it become full drop sub too early. This works because absence creates anticipation. If the intro already has too much weight, the drop feels smaller. If you hold back the foundation, the drop suddenly becomes huge. Now add transition effects, but keep them tape-worn and functional, not glossy and EDM bright. Use reverse break tails, filtered noise, vinyl crackle, distant hits, and chopped ambience. A little reverse crash into bar 5 can work nicely. A short tape stop moment before bar 9 can be powerful. A low sweep or noise lift into bar 13 can push the tension forward. And the last bar can have a quick fill or a filtered tail that points right at the drop. In this style, effects should support the grime of the tune. Keep them dark, short, and rhythmically useful. Don't turn the intro into a cinematic breakdown. This is still drum and bass. Now we automate the tension like a proper DJ tool. The first 8 bars should feel dark, narrow, and mixable. Then gradually bring in more mid-range grit, a bit more saturation, more effects movement, and a more obvious bass tease. As the drop approaches, strip things back again so the final impact feels earned. Automate the break filter, bass cutoff, saturation drive, reverb send, delay feedback on select hits, and the width of the intro bus. A good automation arc might be dark and narrow at the start, more textured in the middle, and then tighter and more stripped in the last 2 bars. A really important advanced note here, shape matters. Linear automation can feel flat. Try short ramps, sudden holds, and quick strip outs. That gives the intro a sense of intention instead of just slow motion. Now glue the intro together on a bus. Use EQ8 for broad cleanup, glue compressor for cohesion, saturator or little drum bus for unified grit, and utility for mono checking. Keep the bus compression light. We're not flattening the section. We're making it feel like one sonic object. Always check mono. Especially in this style, where the break, atmosphere, and bass tease can get wide very fast. If it collapses badly in mono, narrow the source layers instead of just widening the bus less. The goal is for the intro to survive club playback and DJ blending without losing its identity. Then we shape the final 2 bars into a real launch moment. This is where the intro takes a breath before the drop lands. You can mute or thin the bass teaser, leave only break fragments and a filtered tail, add a snare drag or reverse hit, or close the filter slightly and then snap it open on the downbeat. A great old-school move is to use a break fill that hints at the drop rhythm without fully revealing it. Or go even simpler, strip the section down hard in the last bar so the first drop hit feels massive by contrast. A few common mistakes to watch for. Too much sub in the intro. Fix that by filtering bass teasers aggressively and saving the real sub for the drop. Over clean break processing. Don't polish the character out of the break. Preserve some dirt and irregularity. Using bright modern risers that clash with jungle grit, replace them with filtered noise, reversed break tails, or dark tonal sweeps, making the intro loop too static. Change at least one rhythmic or tonal detail every 2 or 4 bars, widening everything without mono checking. Keep low frequencies centered and always test in mono, revealing the full bass too early. Tease the identity, but leave the real movement for the drop. A few pro-level ideas if you want to push it further. Try parallel drum bus on the break and blend it quietly for tape crack density. Resample a processed break loop, then chop the new audio again. That often gives you more character than designing everything live. Add a tiny amount of pitch drift to the atmosphere for an unstable hardware feel. Keep the bass teaser mid-focused instead of sub-heavy. And if the tune feels too clean, a touch of saturator with soft clip can thicken it without killing punch. Remember the big picture. This intro should function like a DJ tool, but with soul. It should be tight, deliberate, and heavyweight. The first 8 bars should be playable in a mix. The middle should develop tension without overcrowding. The final bars should strip down and launch the drop with confidence. If you build it that way, you get the best of both worlds, old-school jungle energy and modern Ableton precision. And when the drop lands, it'll feel earned every single time.